Former White House advisor sentenced. I'm Rich Dennison, Fox News. Former Trump advisor Steve Bannon was sentenced today to 4 months in prison following his conviction on two counts of contempt of Congress for refusing to comply with a subpoena from the House panel investigating the January 6th violence at the U.S. Capitol. Bannon speaking after his sentencing.
The American people are weighing and measuring what went on with the Justice Department and how they comported themselves. They're weighing and measuring that right now, and they will vote on November 8th.
Bannon must also pay a $6,500 fine. He remains free pending an appeal. President Biden today discussing the latest Treasury Department report, which he says shows the largest ever decline in the federal deficit.
This record deficit reduction includes the cost of my student loan plan and everything else we've paid for. The deficit is down $1.4 trillion this year, even after accounting for 30 years of debt relief paid in advance.
In May, the Congressional Budget Office expected the federal deficit to fall in 2023, then start to rise in the years ahead. President Biden will talk about the impact of his student loan forgiveness plan this afternoon at Delaware State University, an historically black college with a large student body receiving federal Pell Grants.
The president's student loan order forgives as much as $20,000 in debt for Pell Grant recipients and up to $10,000 for other borrowers. Several Republican-led states and business groups have sued, arguing the president overstepped his legal authority. This week, two federal judges, including Supreme Court Justice Amy Coney Barrett, turned away challenges.
Fox's Jared Halpern in Washington. Attorneys for six Republican-led states have filed court documents asking a federal appeals court to reconsider their effort to block the president's student loan debt forgiveness program. America's listening to Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. netsuite.com/fox.
The man accused of killing six people and injuring dozens of others in last year's Waukesha, Wisconsin Christmas parade attack is continuing to present his own case.
After almost 3 weeks of testimony and evidence, prosecutors in Waukesha County Court rested their case against Daryl Brooks Jr., who's accused of plowing his SUV into a crowded Christmas parade last year.
There's always two sides to every story.
Brooks, yesterday, in his very short and deferred opening statements, he later questioned his own witness on why that witness would call Brooks, Brooks.
Who's that?
That would be you.
Why would you say it would be you?
Because that's your name.
Brooks, defending himself amid constant outbursts, rants, and disruptions, and threats from the judge to remove him from the courtroom. Jeff Manasso, Fox News.
A CMT special will commemorate the life of Loretta Lynn.
Yeah. Keith Urban, Brandi Carlile, George Strait, Tim McGraw, Little Big Town, and more will pay tribute to Loretta Lynn October 30th during the special Coal Miner's Daughter, a celebration of the life and music of Loretta Lynn. The event from Sandbox Productions in partnership with the Late Legends family will air live and commercial free on CMT at 7 p.m. Eastern from Nashville's Grand Ole Opry. The event will be hosted by Jenna Bush Hager. It will also include performances and appearances from Lynn's sister, Crystal Gayle, as well as Darius Rucker, Winona Faith Hill, Margo Price, Sheryl Crow, Tanya Tucker, The High Women and More. Lynn died in Tennessee on October 4th at the age of 90. Michelle Polino, Fox News.
The Washington Post reports Elon Musk plans to lay off most of Twitter's workforce if and when he becomes owner of the social media company. The report says Musk told prospective investors in his Twitter purchase that if the plan to cut nearly 75% of the San Francisco-based company's employee base of 7,500 workers. I'm Rich Dennison, and this is Fox News.
Pull up a chair and join me, Rachel Campos Duffy.
And me, former U.S. Congressman Sean Duffy, as we share our perspective on the discussions happening at kitchen tables across America.
Download From the Kitchen Table, The Duffys, at foxnewspodcasts.com or wherever you download podcasts.